Hey, welcome to Rock the Vote Native Style here on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Earlier today, but with the magic of having a home studio and telephones, we were able to, Nancy and I, talk to Jamie Becker Finn, a House representative. Right now, she's on a secret mission over at Little Earth, handing out Rock the Vote Native Style swag and many, many things to all our people. So if you're in the area, bring your transistor radio with you and listen to our show and go see there's Jamie Becker Finn, and then it's also we have Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan over there, and then also Mary Kunish, House Representatives. So we have all the Native leaders out there in the House and the big Capitol. Hey, so why don't we take a quick listen to what our little interview with Jamie Becker Finn. Let's take a listen. Wow, we are so excited to have Jamie Becker Finn on, House Representative. Nancy, what a great score you have here for our show.
Right, and just like you mentioned, today's guest is Jamie Becker Finn. She is Minnesota House Representative 42B. She is a citizen of the Leech Lake Reservation, and it's always exciting to know that we have, you know, our relatives in office, more running for office, and this Rock the Vote Native Style Talk Radio gives a platform for our candidates, our Native relatives, and our non-Native people can also hear as we're out broadcasting our candidates today. So not we don't only ask for our Native relatives to vote for our awesome candidates, but our non-Native allies, we could use that support too as well. So today we want to hear some great stuff about Jamie. And Jamie, could you tell us a little bit more about your campaign and what you see in the future for our people?
Yeah, so thanks so much for having me on today. So I grew up in Cass Lake, so I'm a Leech Laker. And but I now represent the suburbs. I live in Roseville and am running for my third term here in the Ramsey County suburbs. And you know, my race is looking pretty good. You know, I've worked really hard over the last 4 years and really built a good base of support here. I've really been focused this year on mentoring new candidates, and especially excited about Heather Keeler up in the Moorhead area. You can't see me, but I'm wearing my Heather for House shirt today. So I'm pretty psyched to have her join us in the legislature and just really focused on lifting up our voices and making sure that we are, you know, really speaking our truth. And I think being really honest, you know, I'm really about being really people-centered and about raising up other people as well. And, you know, we're never going to have as much cash as some of the other groups, but we can work hard and we can do this in a good way and still win some elections. So that's really where my focus is this election year.
So have you ever seen this many Native Americans running for office? I know you were on one of our shows a couple weeks ago where we had 14 other Native candidates in the state of Minnesota on. And it's just have you ever seen anything like this, Jamie?
No, and it's so awesome. So I, like I said, I grew up in Cass Lake, and my parents were really involved in DFL politics, and I've been going to different campaign events since I was a little kid. And just a little over a week ago, we had an event up in Cass Lake, and it was so powerful to have, we have folks running for city council, both in the suburbs, but also in Bemidji. You know, it's kind of, you know, Bemidji's a really central city to three of our tribal nations, and yet we've not ever really had a voice in city government there. And we have, you know, more than one candidate who made it through the primary and are potentially going to be serving on the Bemidji City Council. And so it's things like that that are really, really awesome to see. And saw a lot of folks bringing their kids with them to the Get Out the Vote event we had with Lieutenant Governor Flanagan last week. So just really, really excited for this year and the direction that we're headed.
Wow, exactly.
Right.
Oh, go ahead, Nance.
Yeah, you know, just to hear your name, Jamie Becker fan, and, you know, Peggy Flanagan, that's actually an inspiration to a lot of our people to run for office or to show up and vote, because we need more bold and people speaking their truth like yourself. And we appreciate that, Jamie. And so right now we know the Wealth Administration has the Executive Order 1924, which is the government-to-government, you know, with tribal nations relationship. And if reelected, is there anything that you could do to help support that, to have that be legislation? Because we know if Trump, Waltz and Flanagan get, you know, their seats taken, that is just merely good words on paper, and it could get faded away. And that's something that we as a Native community feel that needs to be legislation, because there's so much work that the current administration is working to build on that engagement. And what can you do if reelected to help support the movement into legislation?
Yeah. So for folks that are, you know, not tracking all the numbers that we throw around when we're talking about executive orders and House file numbers and things like that. So this is the executive order that requires the our agents, our state agencies, the state executive agencies, to really maintain those government-to-government interactions and relationships with all of our tribal nations here in Minnesota. And it was actually the concept was started with Governor Dayton, and then the Walt Flanagan administration has, you know, doubled down on that and strengthened it. Really, what we've seen from them so far is, you know, taking things to a level that they've never been taken before. And I think, you know, part of it, like, let's all just acknowledge that we shouldn't have had to have an executive order like this to force there to be government to government respect and acknowledgement of our tribal nations. You know, it's, however, that's where we find ourselves. And, you know, I do think that it's something I would like to see in statute. You know, it's sort of the big question this year. You know, we're looking pretty good, with my caucus, with the House CFL caucus, but depending upon what the majority is and what the leadership is on the Senate side, you know, that can really be a barrier to us making this law going forward. But, you know, we've got an election in 1 week, and there's, you know, possibly hope that we could do more than we have in the past. The other thing I would just mention is that we started a People of Color and Indigenous Caucus in 2017, and that caucus has continued to grow. On the House side, we're looking at potentially 16 different members of that caucus. And the really great thing about that is that even if there are only, you know, two Indigenous members of in the legislature, we really sort of have each other's backs, and we work across across our different cultures and backgrounds, and really kind of stand together so that we can, you know, stand with our immigrant neighbors. We can stand with our, you know, our Hmong neighbors, with all the different folks in our communities. And so I do have hope that is something that, the Posse Caucus, you know, that's the type of thing that, we would probably be leaning into, in the legislature.
Wow. We're here. Oh, I'm sorry. We're here with Jamie Becker Finn, House Representative. I believe it's District 42B. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Some really good guess. This is the magic of radio right now and pre-recording. Right now, you are in Little Earth right now with if people are listening in their cars. They can drive over to Little Earth and get some swag. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So it's the Biden-Harris bus tour is making a stop in Little Earth today at the Soul of the Nation bus tour. And so as of this afternoon, I will be with Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, as well as Representative Mary Kunish Podine and Representative Hoden Hassan, who represents that area. And we're going to be there. We're going to fire some folks up. Obviously, we will be masked and social distancing, but It's a sunny day, and we're just really psyched to really lift up the importance of the Native vote this year. You know, every year it's important, but, you know, this is the Biden-Harris ticket actually has a plan to lift up some issues that are important to our communities. And so just really excited. The other important thing is that, so for folks that maybe were following on social media, they had a Native vote t-shirt contest. So you could send in your design, and they announced the winner, and they're going to be giving out the t-shirts today. So I'm pretty excited to get a really cool Native vote t-shirt, and we'll have lots of other stuff, signs, buttons, hats, fun stuff like that.
Well, I hope you can keep me one, because I can go to that tote box outside your house and pick it up anytime. Wow, let's take a quick break. Do you mind doing another segment with us, House Representative?
Yeah, sure thing.
All right. Hey, we'll be right back after this short break. We're with Jamie Becker Finn, and we'll be right back.
Bonjour, Dinaway Maganug. Hello, my relatives. Deborah Topping from Nagachiwanang in Dungeon-Fa. Working with Minnesota 350, Get Out the Vote, Native Style. Here to remind you all, climate change is real. Corporations poisoning Nibi and Manoman is real. Treaty responsibility is real. Who is representing you and your future at the table? Because somebody is. Do they hold the same value as you? Now is the time to vote in the best candidate for your future. Because, like Jimmy Jackson has said, being Anishinaabe is a responsibility. Miigwech.
Election Day is getting close. The American Civil Liberties Union of Minnesota urges everyone who can vote to vote early. By voting early, you'll know that your vote is in, just waiting to be counted.
And you'll also make Election Day less busy for those who can't vote any other day or who need special assistance to cast their ballot. Right now, there's still plenty of time to mail in absentee ballots. It only takes a few minutes to drop off your ballot at the county elections office. And of course, you can choose to vote in person. No matter how you vote, the most important thing is that you do vote. Be a voter. Your vote is your power. And while you're voting, you can be confident that the ACLU will be hard at work safeguarding everyone's right to vote. Every voice matters, and the ACLU of Minnesota will work hard to ensure every vote is counted. To get more information about how to plan your vote, visit www.aclu-mn.org/vote. Brought to you by the American Civil Liberties Union of Minnesota, working to protect your right to vote and to ensure that every vote counts.
Whether you love it or hate it, winter is upon us. Start preparing before it is too late. Bundle up and save some cash. This fall is the perfect time for Standard Heating and Air Conditioning's Bundle Up for Savings Sale, where you can save at least $1,000 on a new high-efficiency furnace. Winter does not wait, and neither will this deal. Find out today how you can save $1,000 or more on your new furnace at standardheating.com/specials. Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, the comfort you deserve since 1930.
Cafe Latte combines a cafe dining experience with gourmet quality food. And right now, Cafe Latte has reopened to indoor dining at 50% capacity. So come check out their pizza and wine bar, or get a treat from the bakery made fresh daily. Plus, you can still do online ordering and takeout, along with gift cards. Just go to cafelatte.com and choose from their ever-changing selection of award-winning salads, sandwiches, and soups. Cafe Latte is located off Victoria and Grand and online at cafelatte.com.
Hey, welcome back to Rock the Vote Native Style. We're here with House Representative Jamie Becker Finn and also Nancy Bolio, the rock star and also co-host. Welcome back, you two. Hey, Nance.
Yes, yes. You know, I would like to hear a little bit more about some of these bills that Jamie has authored or had pushed along, because we know, you know, just listening to her in the first part of the show today, that it sounds like we really need to show up and vote and support those people that align with our values, because if we don't do this, we don't get these awesome bills pushed and passed. And so this is one reason why we honestly need to show up to support our awesome candidates like Jamie Becker Finn. And we're going to give her a minute or two or so to discuss some of the hard work that she's put forward and reminding our people This happens when we show up and vote and support people like Jamie Becker-Finn.
Yeah, well, thanks for giving me the opportunity to share a little bit. So I do a lot of work kind of in the environment space, natural resources. I have served as the vice chair on our environment committee, and I'm really the one throwing down to protect our wild deer herd from chronic wasting disease, you know, protect our fish from aquatic invasive species and pollution, and just making sure that we are preserving those things for future generations. It's never the thing that necessarily gets the most attention at the Capitol, because it isn't, it's the kind of thing that matters more decades from now instead of 2 years in the future. But really, really important stuff that I'm working on there. The other thing I care really deeply about that I am a co-author of is the push to restore the vote. And I think I've been thinking about this even more now with where we are with this election. But so restore the vote would basically be making sure that folks have automatically are able to vote as soon as they are no longer incarcerated or no longer in jail. And right now we kind of have all these hoops for people to jump through, and we really want to make sure, especially when we know the disparate outcomes that we have within our criminal justice system, that result in really keeping the vote from our people of color and indigenous folks who are more likely to be incarcerated. And so that's something that's really important to me, to make sure that everybody who is a part of our community has the ability to vote and have their voice heard. And so those are some of the things that I'm really passionate about. And I'm very, very hopeful on the Restore the Vote piece that with a different majority in the Senate in 2021, that this might finally be the year that we can get this done.
Wow.
That sounds wonderful. And, you know, it just reminds me of the work that's coming ahead of us, because I keep telling people our work isn't done November 4th. It's just going to begin, because 2022 is going to come soon enough. 2024 will be here before we know it. And what I noticed in my last work efforts here in the last few months is that we somehow forgot how important primary voting was and helped to push some of our candidates to the November 3rd ballot. And so I think our voter registration should start in the spring, and we get our people out to vote for the primary to help support like-minded candidates and move them onto the ticket. So I think I'm very excited about help supporting the work that you do, Jamie, and we'll be more than happy to help you do whatever it takes. And I've also had the opportunity to watch a video from the past about you and treaty responsibility, and it's some work that we do at Minnesota 350, and it's starting to develop in a really good way. And it is our goal, as much as yours, that our local, state, and federal governments take responsibility, because more often than not, we have our local and state governments saying, well, that's not our responsibility, that's the feds, you take your problem to the feds. But we never have money to go into a Supreme Court. And yet, through this work, we've seen that, you know, how these governments work together. And I think at some point, federal government must understand that they have to pass some knowledge and responsibility down to the state and the local government. Because, you know, if you're living in America, we're all treating people, and everybody on an individual level has a responsibility to uphold those treaties. And I'm excited to support the work that you do, and I hope you continue on.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I think, we actually, this past year, this past session was the first time that we actually had a full day training for all of the House legislators on treaty rights and what sovereignty means. And I can't vouch for how many of my colleagues were paying attention during that training, but I'm often remembered, sometimes we have to say things 100 times before people hear us, and that doesn't mean that we should stop saying them after after the 50th time. And so we really just got to continue to push and do this work. And I think, you know, as we elect more people at every level, more Native folks, more, you know, and our allies, these treaty-informed folks, serving at every level of government, it becomes more normal and accepted. Because, I mean, we're still dealing with folks who are elected to public office who don't understand that these are rights that we never gave up.
Right.
You know, they still think of it as this, oh, we give these special rights to Native. It's like, well, no. This is the least that we still have, given everything that's happened to get us to this point. So we'll keep pushing and we'll keep firing folks up. And again, I think those, you know, having folks represented at every level of government is really important for moving us forward on this issue.
Hey, we're all here with Jamie Becker-Finn, House Representative of 42B. Jamie, can you give our audience, before I forget, how they could help support you? I know you're supporting people like Heather Keeler and running around, but also I know you need support too.
Yeah. Thanks so much for asking. So if you just go to Becker-Finn with the hyphen .org, you can find my website there, and there's, you know, you can sign up to volunteer. Throw in some cash if you have it. But really, you know, the main thing is I want to make sure everybody votes. So we've also got information there about finding your polling place and everything like that. So make sure you vote this year. We need you.
Exactly. Well, I want to, before we go, and I'll give Nancy the last word with you, but I want to say, Peeny Geegee, thank you so much for being on. I am so proud to know you when I see you standing up for our people, and I think things that are right too, not just because, like, we talk about our allies too. I just want to give you a big Peeny Geegee thank you for doing what you're doing. I'm sure you could have a lot easier life if you weren't a House representative, but so I want to really thank you for doing what you do. Go ahead, Nance.
Yeah. Right, and a big miigwech from Indian country here in northern Minnesota. You know, a lot of people probably never heard of your name, but, you know, I think as the movement grows and our need to make a stand is, you know, encouraging people to look for people like yourself, and it's part of my work, too, to, you know, amplify your voice. And it's always an honor to get to speak with you, and I wish I could have made it to Cass Lake, but I have to be COVID safe for a little bit here, and I'm just ready to come out of quarantine, and I hope I can catch up with some of you people on the last minute here. But, you know, Jamie, I just want you to continue to do what you do and inspire our people and be that bold, progressive voice for our people, because you know what? We're still here, and it's our vote and our voice, and voting does matter. So all you listeners out there, you need to get out and tell all your relatives, your neighbors, and friends, we need to support awesome candidates like Jamie Becker-Finn, Minnesota House 42B.
Hi, this is Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, and you're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style.
After four chaotic years of Donald Trump's presidency, Americans will go to the polls to make their voices heard. Tuesday, November 3rd, special election night coverage, The Devil's Advocates will broadcast live from the heart of Battleground, Wisconsin, beginning at 8 Central Time when the polls close. Dom and crew will host the biggest political party of our lifetimes with updated local races all night, right here on 950 AM, Minnesota's progressive voice, KTNF.
Auto Technical helps families in need of transportation with reconditioned vehicles. Here's Richard with Auto Technical.
I'll tell you, my wife told me when we first started, she says, you're going to find this so rewarding. But when people come in and, oh man, give me a second.
Take your time.
And you just find out how important transportation is. People sometimes break down in tears and can't stop.
Learn more at autotechnical.org.
Hey, Cudahy to everyone. This is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio Network. In 2017, as a response to the shocking events that transpired at Standing Rock and the lack of accurate and honest information coming from local and mainstream media, we felt we had to do something about it. That is why we created Native Roots Radio, then Pilot's Progressive Party, and finally, the new Native Symposium. We're still here. These shows have been supported by local businesses, and as you all know, unfortunately, they are no longer able to support us during this difficult time of the pandemic. This is why I'm here today, to ask you for your support. We feel it is so important to continue to bring this important information to you. Your support will help continue production and airtime costs. So please, if you can, visit Patreon Native Roots Radio Network and help in any way you can. Peeny Geegee, and thank you for your support.
I'm John Peterson of Ferndale Market, and I'm the third generation to grow turkeys on our family farm in Cannon Falls. We've grown our turkeys the same way since 1939, free range and without antibiotics. Each year, we raise a special flock for our fresh Thanksgiving turkey program. You can reserve a fresh turkey for curbside pickup at our on-farm store in Cannon Falls, or find a retail partner near you at ferndalemarket.com. We are grateful for your support of our local, independent family farm.
With your AM 950 weather, I'm Brett Johnson. Look for sunny skies today with a high near 35. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 28. Wednesday, sunny with a high near 47. And Thursday, sunny with a high around 39.
Save $1,000 or more on a new high-efficiency furnace during Standard Heating and Air Conditioning's Bundle Up for Savings sale. Winter won't wait, and neither will these savings. Learn more about this limited-time deal at standardheating.com. Standard Heating, the comfort you deserve.
We are a Lusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Live Rock the Vote Native Style. I'm here with Nancy Bolio of Bemidji 350 and Rise, and also co-producer of Rock the Vote Native Style. What a great interview you did there, Nancy.
Yes, it's always awesome to interview such inspiring and powerful people. And Jamie is just one of those great people that we interview on this radio show, Robert. And I'm excited for our next guest, too.
Yeah, really, too. When I think of our next guest, I think of what we have to do after we have our blue tsunami, and we really have to build bridges with all our relatives. And I mean that literally in my family, because I have a few relatives that aren't voting the same way as me, and we still have to be relatives, and we still have to, go to Thanksgiving weekend with them and things like that.
Yeah, that seems to happen more often than not. And some of us are, you know, decolonizing, and I'm one of them, and it's something I was felt guilty at first, but then it's like, you know what? It was okay to let it go. And so there is no guilt. And I think, you know, just moving forward, I think we have to learn to have those hard conversations, talk to politicians that we don't always agree with, but that's a part of civic engagement, is showing up and having those hard conversations and trying to find a happy medium for all people. So it's important to vote, Robert.
Well, yes, it is. And, the numbers are staggering how many people are voting ahead of time. I bet you we're going to have 94 million by the end of the week.
Oh, yeah. It's actually exciting, too, you know. And the good part about everything, Robert, is that I get to get off of my quarantine starting tomorrow, and I am going to be helping to mobilize people to the polls. And I think it's going to be a good rest of the week. And Monday and Tuesday, we're just going to be working really hard to make sure that those people that we register to vote, that they're going to show up to the polls and be instrumental to flipping some seats here in Minnesota.
That's right. Hey, why don't we get to our guest? I'm really excited, and I wholly endorse this gentleman. We have Alan Roy from the Deep North there online with us. Welcome to Rock the Vote Native Style, Alan.
Anin and Bujou, my friend.
Thank you so much for coming on. And we got the final countdown here. What are we down to? 7 days. How are you feeling?
Well, I feel pretty good, to be honest with you. I just sent out an update of the numbers, and the campaign finance reports just came out today. And so I just sent out a message. I said, after checking in with our treasurer this morning, since January, for me, more like July, but anyways, we have raised and expended more than $75,000 as compared to my opponent that raised $20,000 and he only spent $18,000 on his campaign. And Red Lake Nation News just put out a report that over 6,500 first-time Native American voters have been registered in Senate District 2 alone. We're looking pretty strong.
That's amazing. Nancy, I know you up there working with your organizations have registered quite a few people too, all in that area. That's just exciting, Nancy.
It is. And you know what? Red Lake, Leech Lake, and White Earth, the combined total is just about 9,000. And so, again, that goes to show that we are instrumental to winning campaigns. And I think, you know, back to Senate District 2A, there's also Minnesota House, and, you know, there's another important. And I think, you know, we have to keep in mind that we not only support our Native candidates, but the candidates that also align with our values, because we're going to need that support as well. So, yeah, I encourage all of our listeners out there to, you know, get out and vote and bring all your relatives and neighbors and help push these people to the polls, because, you know, otherwise all that hard work that we just did in the last 3 weeks is kind of useless if we don't make it happen. And I think, you know, people can volunteer to help their communities get to the polls. Please do that. And if you need any financial help doing that, just, you know, email me at nancy@mn350.org, and we'll do our best to help you guys make that happen. So again, we're here to make sure people get to the polls and support awesome candidates like Alan Roy and Jamie Becker Finn and all those great people that are already holding those seats and those that we need to move forward into those seats.
Right. And Alan, I think, too, it's a testament of your bridge building and things like that, where you've gotten all this money and people are going to be voting for you. And I don't want to sound like a broken record, but one of the many times that we've interviewed you, what I've taken away from is one of the things that you said is that you meet people where they're at. And I think that is so That should be in everybody's game plan and game book, no matter what they're doing.
Absolutely. I mean, that's one thing I learned in the Army is if you want to be an effective leader and you're working with people in your own formation, or you're working with partners, or you're working with folks that might not always agree with you, if you can look at an issue or a situation from their perspective and have a lot of understanding and a lot of empathy, you can get a lot of work done. And it doesn't have to be adversarial. It can be in a good way. And I think my campaign is a direct reflection of that. But it's not me. It really isn't. It's the people. It's people like Nancy. It's people like you. It's people that are listening to the show right now. Those are the people that are making the difference. Those are the people that are given the support. They're the ones that are going to show up on election day or before election day to vote early and turn the tide. And you know what? I was just talking to Nancy the other day and other folks out in the community. The Native vote is going to decide Senate District 2. I can honestly say that. If the Native vote shows up, it's going to decide Senate District 2. And that's something to be proud of.
Yeah, it really is. Nancy, and both you, Alan, and I think we're excited to see you down here in St. Paul, along with House Representative Mary Kunish, who's running for State Senate too, and just a blue wave of normalcy, and also being there for our people, and meaning our people, every person that walks this, because our Native way has always been taught that we need to fill everybody in the circle.
And that's how right. I viewed the campaign, is to come from that Native way that everyone has a voice at the table. You listen to everyone, even if you got differences, you still give them time and space, and good things happen. And so I think that's what we're going to see on election day.
Alan, can you give our audience just a taste of all the great organizations that have endorsed you? It's an amazing, and it's an amazing list.
Yeah, so I just listed them all. Let me pull them up on my page here because there's so many. Okay, let me see here. So we have a number of organizations. So we have... So Mille Lacs Band just came out and endorsed us last week, which was a huge win for us. We have mm-hmm. the DFL Party. We've got 2nd Senate District, 46th Senate District out of the Twin Cities supporting us. Becker County, Beltrami County, the DFL Santa Caucus, Hubbard County, Lake of the Woods. We have AFSCME Council 5, Carpenters Local 322, Education Minnesota, Fond du Lac Nation, IBEW, Minnesota State Council, Interfaculty Organization, International Union of Painters and Allied Trades, District Council 82, Leech Lake Nation, MAPE, Minnesota AFL-CIO, Mille Lacs Nation, PAL 9, National Association of Letter Carriers, Prairie Island Indian Community, the Native Peoples Caucus of the DFL, the Shakopee Mdewakanton Sioux Community, the Temple Political Fund, Red Lake Nation, Boys Fort Nation, and Teamsters Local 120. And we probably have a few more coming in at the last minute.
And Robert Pilot, right, Nancy?
And Robert Pilot.
Right.
That's right.
Yes. And, you know, there's been times when you and I had conversation and I got to get to know you a little bit more and what your campaign is about and who you are as a, you know, individual trying to be the voice for all of our people. My question to you, and it's a two-part question, what does sovereignty mean to you? And if elected, how would you use your position to support tribal sovereignty and treaty responsibility on behalf of the state of Minnesota and our local government?
That's a great question. Well, for me, sovereignty is the right to self-determination. And what that means for me is the right for tribal nations, or any nation for that matter, to be who it is, right? So you have sovereignty is a distinct people, a distinct language, and a distinct piece of land and culture. And that's who we are as Indigenous people, right? And we are native to this land, and we need to make sure that our voices are being heard. And as far as me going to, you know, should I be elected to the state capitol at the Senate, I hope to be a voice that can help represent those views and ideas. Because right now, that voice is not being heard in the Senate. And, you know, Leech Lake had said at last week, and even Melanie Benjamin had said, is we need more of our people in the room. We need more of our people at the table. We need them to be able to speak truth to what's happening. And, you know, I know there's an executive order the governor has and the lieutenant governor has put has pressed, my cousin Peggy, and we need something more permanent. And I think I would be in strong support of legislation that would make tribal consultation and coordination permanent. Right. And so it doesn't matter, you know, there will be more formality and process for the state government and tribal governments to regularly consult with each other. Because at the end of the day, we all want to help people. Right. And for us to be more effective in state government and tribal government, we need to be able to work across those lines. And so I think the state of Minnesota is making an effort under the Walz Flanagan administration. We just need to continue to build on that. And, you know, with my experience working in tribal government, I think that is definitely going to be something that's going to be a factor at the legislature. And I look forward to working with Jamie Becker-Fan and Mary Kunish and all the other legislators down there.
So just listening to your response there, it sounds like there's, you know, just more hope for us to move our treaties forward and include our people in the dialogue. And as we see here in northern Minnesota, with our local, you know, city council and our county commissioners, and also our tribal officials are, you know, part of this, as well as where our words continue to fall on deaf ears. So have you thought of any creative approach to including all the people of Minnesota Chippewa Tribe or other, you know, nations here in Minnesota? Because we feel, you know, that we've presented some of these issues and it's really hard to bring them to the forefront, even in Indian country. And we want to make sure that not only is the state taking responsibility to the treaties, but also our tribal executive committees across Minnesota here, because they represent our people. And when we say people, we mean the tribe. And the tribe is not five elected officials. It's the people. And what we've been seeking for, you know, a couple of years now is to be included in these dialogues. And how do you see being fair and given that opportunity to the people of the tribe so we can be part of that dialogue and that decision-making process because we are the stakeholders.
That is a great point that you make, Nancy. And so what I will say is this, is tribal governments are continuing to grow and mature. And so we are multi-million dollar organizations. I know White Earth is a $200 million organization, and it's probably the same for those in the Minnesota Chippewa tribe across the board. We're big, big organizations. We employ thousands of people. We inject millions of dollars into the local economy. And so what we're learning is what we need is more public engagement. And so that is where I think I can assist. I can make sure that voice is being heard. And so, along with that public engagement is recognizing community-based leadership. Community-based leadership is like, you don't need to be a formal elected official to be a leader, right? There are many, many effective leaders out there that don't hold a title that have more say than I do. And it's those people out there that we need to provide space, time, and respect for to ensure that their views and their ideas are being represented and heard. And what I see happening, and something I learned at the Humphrey School while working there with the Center for Integrative Leadership, is this idea of integrative leadership, where you have the private sector, you have the public sector, you have the government sector, you know, the nonprofit sector, and then you have the community. You have several different types of stakeholders that are part of an environment where we're all trying to shape policy and to help each other. And so what we're being taught and what we're learning now is that these traditional models of what we perceive to be leadership or institutional leadership cannot work. And so what we need to do is make sure that there is regular consultation, not just among tribes and the state government, but with the community itself. And as we progress, I think you're going to see more and more public engagement come out of the state of Minnesota, but you're also going to see it within tribal governments. Now, it's going to take time. It's not going to happen overnight, but these are ideas that need to be advanced so that those views are being taken care of. Integrative leadership is probably one of the biggest things that we can do to make sure that those, like the treaty rights that you're talking about, or other issues out in the community that need to be represented and heard. And so I look forward to doing it. And one of the things, one of the greatest lessons I've learned from, for example, you, Nancy, is to be present. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're an elected official and you said that you were gonna advance the community, you said that you were gonna do these things, well, you need to be accountable, but when the community asks you to be somewhere, you're present. You show up, you listen. You listen not just twice as much as you talk, probably three times as much as you talk, because that's what you're there for. And you bring that to the table, and you find resources and funds and programs, and you provide support, and you direct staff, and it happens. We do have some folks that are really effective at that. And then we have some very young leaders like myself that are still learning. But the important thing is that we're working together and we're working towards a common objective.
Wow. Alan, thank you so much for stopping in and really give a quick shout out to how we can find out more about you and how we can support you. Your website, please. And I know we got it up here on Facebook Live, but I'd like to hear you say.
Yeah, so thank you guys for having me on. You can check out our website at www.royforsd2.com. Again, that's www.royforsd2.com. And check us out and look forward to seeing you guys on election day. Thank you.
Yeah. And we look forward to seeing you down here in St. Paul. It's awesome. Hey, everybody, you're listening to Rock the Vote Native Style, and that was Alan Roy, and I'm here with Nancy Bolio, and we'll be right back.
We are Alusa Nation.
Bonjour, Moisa Posada, Indigenous Kaz, Hibbing, Minnesota, in Dunjaba. As a 52-year-old Indigenous woman, I find it very important to vote during these times and to elect Indigenous leaders who reflect our traditional values and holds our climate and environmental issues close as we're taught to. We know that we are past the point of no return environmentally, so now it's more important than ever to register, use your vote, and to do our part to ensure the safety of our future generations. I invite you to use the link below at www.nativevote-mn.org to register online and rock the vote Native style.
Election Day is getting close. The American Civil Liberties Union of Minnesota urges everyone who can vote to vote early. By voting early, you'll know that your vote is in, just waiting to be counted.
And you'll also make Election Day less busy for those who can't vote any other day or who need special assistance to cast their ballot. Right now, there's still plenty of time to mail in absentee ballots. It only takes a few minutes to drop off your ballot at the county elections office. And of course, you can choose to vote in person. No matter how you vote, the most important thing is that you do vote. Be a voter. Your vote is your power. And while you're voting, you can be confident that the ACLU will be hard at work safeguarding everyone's right to vote. Every voice matters, and the ACLU of Minnesota will work hard to ensure every vote is counted. To get more information about how to plan your vote, visit www.aclu-mn.org/vote. Brought to you by the American Civil Liberties Union of Minnesota, working to protect your right to vote and to ensure that every vote counts.
Nightingale at 26th and Lindale is open for in-person service. They have a lovely, socially distanced patio and interior available for safe and thoughtful dining and drinks. Nightingale has reservations via resi.com with plenty of tables and bar spots saved for walk-up reservations. Nightingale's temporary summer hours are Sunday through Thursday from 4 to 10 p.m., Friday and Saturday 4 p.m. to midnight. Last call for full menu 30 minutes before close with curbside takeout by calling 612-354-7060. Info, menu, and updates at nightingalempls.com.
Food Freedom Radio is generously supported by Seward Co-op, now offering online ordering and pickup at both the Franklin and Friendship stores. Shop online at seward.coop/curbside and then pay over the phone. Just call when you arrive at the store for pickup. It's that easy and safe. Offering dedicated pickup times for our first responders, seniors, and those with compromised immune systems from 1 to 2 p.m. Start your shopping at seward.coop/curbside. Stay safe.
We are Alusa Nation.
Hey, welcome back to Rock the Vote Native Style here on the Progressive Voice of Minnesota, AM 950. Nancy, a week from today, people will be the last day and time until midnight that day is in Wisconsin, especially, is the last time you can vote. And so we have a week and the numbers are going to be coming in. Some states aren't going to start counting until that day. I just want to say, Pini Gigi, for all the work and all the people that you've gotten us for this great show that you've helped produce.
You know, and I want to extend a big McWitch to our candidates that took the time to show up and, you know, get the message out why voting is important and just share their campaigns, because, again, we had to get out and vote for our Native relatives and our ally candidates that align with our values. And just wanted to share, you know, tonight the Native or Rock the Vote Native Style Northern organizers are going to be hosting a Native Vote 2020 from 6 to 7:30 p.m. And you can get a link to that at our website on our Facebook page, excuse me, at Rock the Vote Native Style. And I encourage people to join us. They're going to be actually having some drawings for T-shirts and hoodies. And we're going to be asking some educational questions. And if you have the right answer, you're going to win a T-shirt or a hoodie tonight. So I look forward to seeing that take place tonight, and then I'm just excited about getting this last week of pushing our people to the polls and making sure that we show up, because again, we are instrumental to change, and that shows the power of who we are if we can flip these seats, Robert, and that's so important that we show up and support the change moving forward together, because, you know, when we stand together, like I've always said, we don't stand alone.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, I just want to say that today's show is brought to you by the American Civil Liberties Union of Minnesota, working to protect your right to vote and to ensure that every vote counts. And I think that's also what you do. And, you know, next week too, or this week, starting the 29th, I believe that's a Thursday, people are going to be meeting at the powwow grounds and driving people to the polls and so they can vote. And I'll be a part of that, and it'll be exciting. We're going to be distance, and I'll have my mask on, and I won't jam-pack my car. But we need to help our relatives get to the voting polls and match all the great work that you've done up in the deep north with all the work that you've done with the 9,000 people registered, new Native votes. And they're going to really find out that they do make a difference, and we make a difference, Nancy.
Right, and you know, just supporting each other during these troubled times is all the more reason why we need to show up and vote and make that change happen. And you know, when we see Peggy Flanagan and all these great people in office, it's just one more reason that we can hold on to faith and say we can make bigger and better things happen. And we're going to do that this year, and then when 2022 comes in 2024, we're going to be bigger and better than what we are today. And I think, you know, through all of this, it really works to inspire other people that we can show up, we can hold space, we can be a part of the dialogue and the decision-making process, but that's only if we allow ourselves. And I think we have to say, you know, maybe voting didn't work in the past, but we have a different approach, and we're going to make that work 2020 and on to the future.
That's right. Diversity is having a seat at the table. Decolonizing is breaking the table apart and making a sweat lodge fire for and everyone, bringing everyone in. You've been listening to Rock the Vote Native Style. Peace out.